This year marked the 30th anniversary of the Montreal Jazz Festival. Music critic Milo Miles attended the first few days of the event in early July and discovered many unexpected musical pleasures.
Although some people complain about it, one of the best things about music festivals is that they don't stick tightly to their stated format. Lots of performers show up who have little or no relation to the official style of music. For example, I recently attended the first 5 days of the Festival International de Jazz de Montreal. But I'm here to celebrate the international aspect, and all of Canada, including Montreal, rather than the jazz. That's because, in my experience, you can see more diverse international music at Montreal Jazz than at any other North American festival. There are major stars from other countries, like King Sonny Adey, but also heavy hitters from the U.S., like La India, who earned her title the Princess of Salsa with a potent, inventive knockout of a show. I discovered at the festival that the Latin fusion group Cordero were braver, spunkier, and more funny than their albums. The West Lee Band, a group I had never heard of, delivered a fresh variant on Haitian compas that was saucy, irresistible dance music. Finally, at Montreal Jazz, I found out that Cuban-born Luis Murillo Ochoa is not only a charming and warmly cosmopolitan singer, guitarist, and bandleader, but the founder of the Latin scene in Toronto, which I didn't know existed. Yes, I'm a typical American music fan, uninformed about the North. And with tight tour budgets and tight radio formats, it's harder than ever to hear new Canadian performers. The Montreal Festival seems to champion two things, speaking French and being Canadian. It certainly works these days as a worthy forum for locals to reach outsiders. So I also endorse the Montreal Jazz Festival for straight pop kicks you won't hear otherwise. I didn't hear a world changer like Neil Young or Joni Mitchell, but anybody alive to big beat fun could enjoy the zany dance rock of the band Creature, or the Lost Fingers, who combined Django Reinhardt and dance hits of the 80s.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, you'll find out if you do that.
Ooh, a place to stay. Get your booty on the floor tonight, make my day. Ooh, a place to stay. Get your booty on the floor tonight, make my day, make my day. Make my day, make my day,
pump up the jam.
There were many non-Canadian highlights, particularly Stevie Wonder's glorious free opening concert, sparked by his fervent tributes to Michael Jackson. But I kept coming back to the Northern natives. The Montreal Jazz Festival showed that Canadian musicians are listening to American pop all the time. Shouldn't we give them at least a little more love and attention in return?
Milo Miles lives in Boston. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Jonathan Minhivar directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Yo tenía una perra fina que cuidaba con esmero. Yo le puse lunita por los blancos de su pelo. La perra se me murió
y me dejó 9 perros. Perritos que yo quería y cuidaba con esmero. De los 9 que quedaron, uno se tragó un bizcocho.
Entonces me quedaban 8.
De los 8 que quedaron, uno se cayó en un brete.
Entonces me quedaban 7.
De los 7 que quedaron, uno me lo mató un buey, un buey, un buey.
Entonces me quedaban 6.
De los 6 que me quedaron, uno yo le di a Jacinto.
Entonces me quedaban 5.
De los 5 que quedaron, uno se lo llevó un gato, verá cómo era.
Entonces me quedaban 4.